Spirogyra. Spirogyra is the slimy green mass of dirt that is scrubbed in bathrooms and gutters. It belongs to a group of living things called green algae. And all algae falls under kingdom Protoctista. Hence, it is a protist. It is a protist, a green algae, and occurs as a slimy green mass of filaments. It is found in ponds, ditches, and flowing streams. The structure of Spirogyra. It's a filamentous organism. The filament is made up of a single row of cylindrical cells. The filament is enclosed in a layer of slimy mucilage, which prevents desiccation. Each cell in the filament consists of a cellulose cell wall with a cytoplasm. The cytoplasm is a thin layer, which extends strands called cytoplasmic strands in the center of the cell. The nucleus is enclosed in a network of cytoplasmic strands. The cytoplast is ribbon-like with wavy margins. Food is stored as starch in the pyrenoid. Pyrenoid is a protein structure which occurs in the chloroplast. Features of adaptation in Spirogyra. 1. Pyrenoid for food storage. 2. Mucilage prevents desiccation. 3. Chloroplast with chlorophyll for photosynthesis. 4. Cellulose wall for support, protection, and exchange of materials. Nutrition in Spirogyra. Mode of nutrition is photosynthetic. This is possible because the absence of chlorophyll in the chloroplast. Energy from sunlight is absorbed by chlorophyll in the chloroplast. Dissolved carbon dioxide in the pond enters the cell by diffusion. Water in the pond enters the cell by osmosis. Glucose produced during photosynthesis is converted to starch for storage in the pyrenoid. Movement in Spirogyra. It does not have any special structure for locomotion, but may be carried by water current. Reproduction in Spirogyra. Reproduction is both sexual and asexual. Asexual reproduction occurs during favorable conditions, while sexual reproduction occurs during unfavorable conditions as a means of protecting and preserving the organism. Asexual reproduction in Spirogyra. This is by binary fission or by fragmentation. Binary fission in Spirogyra. The nucleus constricts and divides into two. A cell wall then develops and separates the two nuclei and other structures. The two daughter cells then undergo photosynthesis and grow. The division of the various cells of the filament results in the increase in length of the filament. Significance of binary fission in Spirogyra. Increase in length of the filament. Fragmentation in Spirogyra. This involves breaking of a very long filament to form two or more filaments. Significance of fragmentation in Spirogyra. It increases in the number of filaments. Sexual reproduction in Spirogyra, conjugation. Spirogyra does not have opposite sexes, but filaments come to lie side by side. Two opposite cells of the two filaments develop outgrowths towards each other. Sometimes, this may occur between the two cells of the same filament. When outgrowths meet, the cell wall breaks, after which they join to form a conjugation tube, which links the two cells. At the same time, the cell content of each member develops into a garment. The garment of the cells behaves as the male garment and moves through the conjugation tube in the opposite cell, where it fuses with its garment to form a zygote. The zygote develops into a zygospore, which has thick resistance wall surrounding it. The cell wall disintegrates and the zygospore sinks to the bottom of the water. When the environment becomes dry, the zygospore can be dispersed by wind. When conditions become favorable, the thick wall splits and the zygospore germinates into a new spirochiral filament. Advantages of conjugation spirochira. 1. Garments are protected. 2. Zygotes formed are protected. 3. It brings about recombination and variation. Rhizopus. Rhizopus tolonifa is a fungus, a common bread mold. It's found on moist bread, kenke, apples and other fruits, where it grows and causes soft rot. The structure of rhizopus. The basic unit of rhizopus is a microscopic thread-like structure called hypha. The hypha form an interwoven mass called mycelium, plural is mycelia. The mycelium is the vegetative part of a fungus. There are three types of hyphae which make up the mycelium. These are the stolon, rhizozoid, and sporongiophore. The stolon is a hypha that grows horizontally on the substrate. The rhizoid, this is a root-like hyphae, which is more branched than the other two types and grows from the stolon into the substrate. Rhizoid supports the fungus onto the substrate, secretes digestive enzymes, and also absorbs nutrients from the substrate. Sporongiophore. This is the hyphae, which arises from the meeting point. It bears a sexual reproductive structure called sporangium. Sporangium contains spores which are used in asexual reproduction. Tips for practical observable features of rhizopods and the adaptative features. 1. Sporangiophores. They carry sporangia above the main mycelium so that the spores are more likely to catch air currents for dispersal. 2. Sporangium. It contains spores and it protects the spores. 3. Rhizos. It's for anchorage, secretion of digestive enzymes, and absorption of digested food. 4. Stolon. It supports the sporangiophore and also for vegetative growth. Reproduction in rhizopus. Rhizopus exhibits both sexual and asexual reproduction. However, sexual reproduction is the means of surviving adverse condition. Asexual reproduction in rhizopus. Asexual reproduction is by spores producing the sporangium. In this process, a vertical hyphae called sporangiophore develops. The tip of the sporangiophore then enlarges into a sporangium. During the development of sporangium, then cytoplasm containing several nuclei migrates to the periphery and develops into spores. The central portion contains a vacuole and is called columella. Young sporangium is white or colorless. As sporangium matures, it becomes black and dries. The walls crack and release the dry, powdery spores. Spores are mostly dispersed by air. Spores land on suitable substrates such as food, under favorable conditions such as presence of moisture. A spore develops into a hyphae, and a hyphae later develops into mycelium. Conjugation in rhizopus involves the union of two different strains of mycelia, referred to as plus positive and minus negative strains. When the hyphae of the positive and negative strains come together, they develop short, swollen side branches called progamentagia. Singular is progamentagium. When the progamentagia develop and meet, a cross wall develops between their tips. Each tip then develops into a gametangium with a stalk called suspensor. Each gametangium contains several haploid nuclei. Later, the cross wall breaks down. The gametangia fuse and their contact mix. Their nuclei pair up as positive and negative, which fuse to form many diploid nuclei. The fused gametangia becomes a zygospore. The zygospore grows and develops a thick, black, and resistant wall, after which it is disconnected from the parent hyphae. The zygospore can withstand adverse conditions. In favorable conditions, the zygospore undergoes meiosis, germinates, and develops into a haploid hyphae, which is either positive or negative. Factors that enhance growth of rhizopus: 1. Suitable temperature. 2. Moisture. 3. Presence of dead organic matter or nutrients. Adaptation of rhizopus to dispersal. 1. Small size to be carried by wind. 2. Numerous spores to ensure survival. 3. Thickened wall of spores for protection against unfavorable environmental conditions. Adaptations of zygospore to function. 1. Food store for germination or growth of hyphae. 2. Thick resistant wall to withstand drought. Nutrition in rhizopus. Rhizopus has no chlorophyll and undergoes saprophytic mode of nutrition. The rhizos ramify the substrate, and tips of rhizos secrete enzymes into the substrate. Complex food substances are digested by the enzymes. Digested food is absorbed by the rhizos. Excess food is stored in the form of oil droplets and glycogen. This is an example of digestion of food outside the body of an organism, and it's called extracellular digestion. It should be noted that fungi and bacteria are responsible for decay. The enzymes responsible for digestion in order to cause decay can only act in the presence of moisture. In addition, the chemical reactions of the enzymes are spurred by a rise in temperature. This is why rotting takes place most quickly in hot, moist conditions. Economic importance of rhizopus. 1. It contaminates foods. 2. It causes decay. 3. It causes diseases. Example, soft rot in apple. Food contamination by fungi. 1. Spores of fungi in air. 2. It's blown by wind. 3. Settle in food. 4. Use food nutrients. 5. And germinate into mycelium. 6. In the presence of moisture. Methods to reduce food contamination by fungi or rhizopus. 1. Drying or dehydration. This is done by drying the food in the sun or in a machine. 2. Salting. This is the addition of salt into the food item. Salt increases the osmotic pressure of food and removes water from the microbes by osmosis. 3. Smoking. Smoking creates high temperature and carbon. High temperature removes water, thereby increasing osmotic pressure, which eventually reduces microbial activities. 4. Canning. Food is heated to a very high temperature and put in airtight cans while still hot. High temperature destroys microbes. How rhizopus and fungi recycle soil nutrients by decomposition. The fungi undergo saprophytic mode of nutrition. As it feeds on dead organic matter, it releases enzymes into it. Enzymes digest the organic matter by extracellular digestion. This breaks down the organic matter and into its mineral components that are released into the soil.